Today is Tuesday, October 14th, the year 2003. We're in East Lansing, Michigan. I am Jeff Charnley, interviewing Charles Curry for the MSU Oral History Project for the sesquicentennial of the institution to be commemorated in the year 2005. As you can see, Mr. Curry, we have a tape recorder for this oral history today. Do you give us permission to record the interview?
I do.
Okay. I'd like to start first with some general questions about your personal and educational background. Where were you born and raised?
Ann Arbor, Michigan was the place of birth, raised in, primarily in Homer, Michigan.
Okay. Is that in Jackson County or Calhoun?
That's Calhoun County.
Calhoun County, okay. You went to high school in Homer?
Homer, correct.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And what year did you graduate?
1950.
Okay. Did you see any military service or?
I did. I was in Air Force ROTC in college and served 2 years in the Air Force thereafter.
So when did you serve?
1955 to 57.
Okay. And in the Air Force, what was your main job?
Well, technically I was as an intelligence officer with the Strategic Air Command.
Okay. How long then did you serve?
2 years.
2 years, uh-huh. And what rank were you when you got out?
First Lieutenant.
First Lieutenant. did you go on to college after that, or?
After the Air Force, I taught school for 3 years, and then went and came to Michigan State to get a master's degree in guidance and counseling.
Okay, and I forgot to ask about your undergraduate career. Where did you go for that?
That was Denison University in Granville, Ohio.
Okay. What was it about that university that attracted you at the time?
My dad went there. Terrible reason to go, but it worked out fine.
Okay. And we're always interested in finding out why people make the decision.